Hi everybody, so today it's just me. I do a holiday episode, except for the Super Bowl, since it's not, you know, actually a Super Bowl episode, or a Super Bowl's not actually a holiday, and, you know, you get the point. Super Bowl isn't an actual holiday, so I do the holiday episodes, and Grant does our monthly bonus episodes. We had one bonus episode, I believe it was a week ago, so that one was just like a kind of bonus episode. But today is a Valentine's episode. Grant will do it on the last Friday of every month, generally, as a rule. So, alrighty. Okay. So, Valentine's Day. So what does that bring to mind with you? Like, does it bring hearts, happiness, red, pink, all that stuff? Yeah. Well, it should. So go ahead and shout it out. What does Valentine's Day mean to you? Great. Yeah, I usually, what usually comes to mind? You know, big hearts and all that stuff. Yeah, I mean, that's kind of how Valentine's Day was known. But what you should focus on Valentine's Day is love. That's what Valentine's Day is all about, loving. I've been looking up some scripture, and we're going to look at some scripture today about love, and we are going to talk about how to apply that into your life. Okay, so James 1:17 says, "Every good gift and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shadow due to change." So what do you think that means? Go ahead and shout it out. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. Well, really, Valentine's Day can also be about being thankful. Love and thankfulness and everything, it's really all connected because it's just all that happy feeling inside. So when you love, I mean, what does that feel like to you when you love something or someone? Yeah, what usually comes to mind would be, you know, being happy together, having fun memories together. Usually a together thing. Now God loves us. So now Valentine's Day isn't, you know, like a God holiday, I guess you might say, but it's a good way to honor God. So the Bible verse we just read, James 1:17, you can look it up in your Bible. You might have a different version. So it says, every good gift and perfect gift is from above. So God is above. So every gift God gives you is from God. Everything you have is really from God, because he could choose to not let you have anything, you know? He blesses us with what he wants to give us. And then coming down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shadow due to change. So basically, if, you know, there's a change, whatever that might be, you know, God stays the same. He's always the same. So yeah, you know, I like to run long in my episodes. Grant is an action person. We'll see how long his episodes run. I'll still be in there watching him, because at our Super Bowl episode, you saw how that went. He tried to do a second episode on Go Chiefs, he forgot to turn off the recording. And yes, the cookies were a whole other thing. So yeah, I'm getting off track. So God wants us to love others and to love him, because God loves us. So 1 John 4:7 says, "Dear friends, let us love one another, for love comes from God. Everyone who loves has been born of God and knows God." So God wants us to love. It says here, "For love comes from God." So like Valentine's Day is a great reminder to show love to one another, but you should always show love to one another, whatever you do. And 1 John 4:11 says, "Since God loved us, we also ought to love one another." which, you know, how we talked about it earlier. Why did he rest on the seventh day? He wanted to set an example for us. So God also wants to set an example for us with love. That's why he sent Jesus to die for us, because he loved us. So yeah, Valentine's Day, you know, it's a day of loving one another and giving and all that stuff. But sometimes we don't really focus on love, and we focus on the presents and the excitement, and it's a holiday and the big pink hearts and all that stuff, which is all good, but, you know, you want to focus on love, because that's what God wants us to do. So what is love? So if you look at First John 4:16, it says, and so we know and rely on the love God has for us. God is love. Whoever lives in love lives in God, and God in them. So God really is love. He's the best example of love, and he is love. It says here, God is love. So when you love one another, you're showing God's love to one another. And Valentine's Day is a great way to practice that, even though you should be doing it every day. And going back to James 1:17, that we said, every good gift and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of lights, with whom there's no variation or shadow due to change. That one, it also reminds us to be thankful. And, you know, there's Thanksgiving, but you should be thankful every day. What we like to do every day when we're getting ready for bed, we all say one thing we're thankful about, and we pray to God. So try to think of something you're thankful for every day and thank God for it, because everything comes from him. Happy Valentine's Day, y'all. See you later.